Backstage Pass is made possible by Mauer Productions On Stage, supporting community theater in central New Jersey.
Hello, and welcome to Backstage Pass, Central New Jersey's community theater podcast. I'm John Mauer, and I'll be moderating this session, where we will be exploring timeless love with the director and some of the cast of Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida, being produced by Mauer Productions On Stage at the Kelsey Theater in West Windsor, New Jersey. Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida is a contemporary musical take on a grand classical tale of the timeless bond between an enslaved Nubian princess and an Egyptian soldier. Cast in the mold of Romeo and Juliet, forbidden love blossoms between them, and the young lovers are forced to face death or part forever. Together, they set a shining example of true devotion that ultimately transcends the vast cultural differences between their warring nations, heralding a time of unprecedented peace and prosperity. With a pop rock score that features stirring ballads and rousing choral numbers, Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida is a modern classic that embraces multicultural storytelling, exuberant dancing, and singing. With me here to talk about the MP On Stage production are director Dan Mauer and actresses Mira Mohan and Kimberly Suskin. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Okay, Dan. Aida. It's up there as one of the shows that's really tough to do. It's a complex production for community theater. So tell us, why did you pick that one?
I fell in love with it, actually, when I learned Disney was involved, and most people don't realize that. It was actually produced under the Disney Hyperion Theatricals banner, and it was done by Elton John and Tim Rice. And what I had heard was that Disney had gone to them asking them to do, after they did The Lion King, another animated feature, and they said, you know, let's not do an animated feature. Let's do something not for kids, but for their parents. And so they looked at Aida and said, this is what we want to do. And they really, it was about the level of creativity, the themes about love that transcends time and other boundaries, and, you know, the music of Elton John and the lyrics of Tim Rice. It was just irresistible. So, you know, when you start to look at all of the pluses about the show, they sort of outweighed all of the challenges. And the challenges were exciting as well. We have the team to pull it off.
So what did you do to prepare for this production?
Well, the production actually is extremely stylized. Although it takes place in ancient Egypt, it has a look that's very unique to this production. And I thought it was really important to both honor, you know, the look and style of the original production, but also make it fresh and new and original. So really, it was about doing research on the original production, on its path from the studios of Elton John and Tim Rice to the original road show that hit Atlanta, then its evolution in Chicago, and then the changes that they made eventually before they brought it to Broadway. So followed that, did some research into the designers, and then also, you know, talk to the team about some of our own original ideas.
And when you actually went into auditions, how did it turn out?
Awesome. You know, this is one of the rare opportunities where we can do a show that really allows us to embrace a multicultural cast. And, you know, we put out the call and got a lot of really talented actors and actresses, and we have two of them right here who I'm not, you know, I don't mind saying are have Broadway quality voices that I get to listen to in every single rehearsal. So we're really thrilled with how the casting went.
Well, let's talk to some of our Broadway quality voices here. Mira, let's start with you. You play Aida. Can you tell us something about your approach to the character?
I try to keep Aida really human. The turmoil that she's going through, while it's a little bit extreme because it's an Elton John show and it's a very big show, you know, the turmoil she's going through is a very real one for a lot of people today. So trying to figure out what are my obligations to my people or my culture or my society or my family, and trying to at the same time follow your heart and understand what your heart actually desires is something people go through every day. So while on the stage we're trying to portray this large anguish and decisions that she's trying to make in this sort of coming of age story for a young woman who's becoming a leader, and it's all happening in 2 hours and it needs to happen very fast, at the same time, if we make Aida into this extreme caricature, that's when people don't understand her. And I think what she's going through is very, very human.
And so, how's the rehearsal process been for you right now?
exhausting. you know, we're rehearsing a lot because it's a very large show. We're trying to figure out all of those dimensions in what even may seem like the simplest of lines. And Dan brings a lot of, I want a little more dimension there. He wants to add a little depth to lines that on the surface seem very simple. So rehearsals have been really exciting, but also kind of grueling. And you really can't take a rehearsal easy.
Now, when you first heard that Aida was being done in the area, was it a show that you went for immediately, or is it one that you had to warm up to?
No, I've always wanted to play this role. I think she's a role, an empowered woman with a lot of dimension, and a role I really dreamed of playing for a long time. So there's a lot of moving moments in this show. The moments I probably enjoy the most are those where she's with her people, singing with the Nubians. I just think they're the most powerful. And it's time she gets to connect with other characters in the show, and it's not just me on a bare stage, it's me with everyone around me, and I think that that's just some of the most beautiful, magical moments of this show.
And one of those other characters that you connect with is Kimberly, and Kimberly, you play Amneris. Tell us something about Amneris.
She's a very interesting character because she's got almost two completely different parts of her that come out in the show. She's got this one part that is all exterior and what she feels like she's supposed to be like and how she's supposed to act and, you know, this facade that she puts on for everybody. And then she has the truth in her, which is really a powerful, intelligent woman. And you see all of it throughout the entire show in her arc.
Now, when you heard that Aida was being cast, did you go running out for this production?
Absolutely.
So you didn't have to convince anybody to come out for this one.
This has been a role that I think, personally, I've always wanted to play a role like this, because not only is she just one, she's not a two-dimensional character, she's extremely three-dimensional, and I really like that because I get cast a lot in roles that are one way, and she's written so well and written in a way where I can really use all of my acting chops and make her real.
The musical Aida is based on the story from the opera, and the opera itself, for those who don't know the story, is essentially a Romeo and Juliet tale. Are you thinking back to something like that? Are you thinking it as a completely different story?
I don't think of it as Romeo and Juliet. Probably I could, now that you've made the parallel. But I never
really I've ruined
tied
it for
back.
Her.
Destroyed it.
You should see her notebook and all the in-depth work that she does to develop this character. But not once did I see Romeo and Juliet in the book.
No, I think there's a lot of the tale of unrequited love or two lovers trying to, against the odds, be together because that's where their heart leads. It's such a classic story. And so Romeo and Juliet, you can see it in hundreds of thousands of different films and movies and shows over the years. I don't really draw from it, or I don't see it as much in Aida, just because it's a different story. It's not just about families. I think it's bigger than that. It's about a whole society and war and so many different characters with so much dimension that if I tried to tie it back to that story, I think I would actually remove a lot of the dimension from Aida.
I was just saying, one of the things that I really enjoy watching these two actresses work is the relationship sort of both on stage and off. On stage, the Amneris and Aida character, they actually become friends at a certain level. And so while there's a love triangle going on between, Radames and Amneris and Aida, there's also this sort of friendship that begins to form between Aida and Amneris, which really underscores the pain and sense of betrayal, when things really start to heat up toward the end of the show. And that Kim was talking about this whole concept of dimension as was Mira, and that's a perfect example of it. I could not have asked for three better leads for this show between Mira, Kim, and TC, the strength of talent, the chemistry between the three of them. And I was talking about sort of offstage because all three of them have become friends, and it just makes the whole rehearsal process that much easier when people sort of enjoy being with one another. And I think that carries over to the stage when they're working together, especially in scenes that start to get intimate or, a little uncomfortable. It is a PG show, and yet, there are themes in this show that are not sometimes easy to play on stage in front of 300 or 400 people. One of the things that I especially love about the show is that not only are the characters multidimensional, but the production as well. That it's not just a musical, It's not just a pop rock musical. You've got, you know, it's really a dance. It's a combination of a dance spectacle, of a rock concert, of a Broadway musical. The choreography in this show, I think, is spectacular. I'm so thrilled with all the choreography that that Jane Colt has put together. She's a Perry Award nominated choreographer, and I think this is some of the best work that I've seen her do. And Mira was just talking about one of her, you know, some of the scenes that she really enjoys with the Nubian people. One of them is the Dance of the Robe, which is absolutely phenomenal, you know, the way it's really turned out in this production. So not only are the characters multidimensional, but I think the production as a whole, between, you know, the singing, the writing, the choreography, and then the costumes, you know, the costumes that, you know, that the team has put together are amazingly expensive, but absolutely gorgeous, as I think people can see from some of the early photos.
Well, you were talking, you brought singing into this too, and this is your first time with a new music director.
Yes, thank you. Tony Dedia has done a phenomenal job. I had actually seen Tony's work down at the Strand Theater when they were doing Little Women. He had won the NJAC Perry Award for music direction for that show. It was absolutely dynamite. And I knew, you know, when we had an opportunity to put this show together, I said, Tony's one of the people on my list, top of the list. So I started calling around, and I said, who knows Tony? And I got through to him, and he was very, very fortunate. He's in high demand within the state of New Jersey. So we were very fortunate to get him on board.
So before we wrap this up, what else does Mauer Productions On Stage have coming up this season?
Coming up, we have Neil Simon's Laughter on the 23rd Floor, which is a great classic comedy. It runs from January 27th through February the 5th. And then next June, actually, we're doing The Drowsy Chaperone, another musical, which runs from June the 8th through June 17th. So we're really excited about the season that we've put together this year.
And if you'd like to see the beginning of this season with AIDA, performances for AIDA will be at the Kelsey Theater on the West Windsor campus of Mercer County Community College and will begin on November 18th and run through November 27th. Tickets are $20. Go to www.kelsey@mccc.org or call 609-570-3333 for further information and reservations. I want to thank my guests, Dan Mauer, Mira Mohan, and Kimberly Suskin, for joining us today.
Thanks very much, John. Appreciate it.
For Backstage Pass, I'm John Mauer. Thanks for listening.